Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, Sacred Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. I'm Ian Shelley, and you are listening to Wisdom of the Ancients. This is our place where we can get together, where we can collectively gather and collectively upgrade each other. We can be in the collective consciousness. We can play in the energy. We can upgrade and up-level each other simply by being here. So let's all bring our collective awareness to activate the energetic grid, the points of light, the golden grid of grace. Let's step into our power and awaken to our sovereignty. Every single one of us is here. Every single one of us is present. And we are going to enter a state and a place of awareness and acceleration. So let us invoke the Ancient Ones as we begin the show. Let us invoke the Ancient Ones. Let us ask them to be here with us. Of course they already are. They have brought us here. Let us invoke the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to support us today. And really let us hear the messages that we have been guided to hear. Every single one of us, myself included, is here for a reason. We've been guided to the show. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Anne Deirdre is an international celebrity expert on intuition, certified medical intuitive, best-selling author and publisher, a professional artist, speaker, and coach. Anne's transformational gifts allow her to intuitively shine a light into her clients' energy system and illuminate their hidden or dominant gifts and talents that their soul is here to share. Her unique and powerful gifts allow her to shift energetic patterns, heal trauma, and create new patterns so that they can bring their divine gifts to the world. Anne's access to higher realms began 20 years ago as an intuitive artist. Later in 2005, after a dark night of the soul, she was initiated into the Christ consciousness during meditation. Now as founder and CEO of Inner Visions Publishing, Anne works with authors to publish their spiritual books. The first and second group books, Inner Circle Chronicles, Intuitive Women Leaders of the New Economy, Transforming Lives and Businesses with Soul and Spirit, became bestsellers. I think I jumbled those two books into one. But welcome, Anne. Welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients. It's wonderful to have you back on the show.
Oh, so wonderful to be back, Ian, with you and everyone. Thank you so much. What an honor to be here.
Lovely. So everyone, Anne is going to be talking about anchor your divinity with a lower chakra reboot. So this show really is going to be centered. I think that's an interesting word, centered and grounded around, around lower chakras. So we're going to learn all about why the lower chakras are so important. And, you know, this is something that you'll hear from many experts, and Anne is an expert on this and a wonderful teacher, so she'll be able to share why people get stuck in the manifesting process and what is the power of the lower chakras. So if anyone's on the webinar page, then you know, of course, that Anne's going to be doing live intuitive lower chakra readings. Also, clearings and activations. She'll be pinpointing root family issues, sacral relationship issues, inner child issues, solar plexus issues, which is really what other people are thinking. Well, caring maybe too much about what other people think, and also kind of people-pleasing syndrome. So if you have a question for Anne, star 2 to raise your hand. If you'd like to have a clearing and an activation, as well as a reading, star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone. And if you're on the webinar page, then put your question in the webinar box as well as your name, along with your name, and we will get to as many as we can during the show. And then Anne's also going to be taking people through, all of us, through a group process, which is called a manifesting through the chakras with a light vortex energy. It's a guided process, and that we will have Anne perform right at the end of the show, as you know. So it's always a lovely way for us to end the show. So Anne, again, welcome back. Beautiful to have you on. I wanted to ask you specifically because you've been guided to share about the lower chakras today. So tell me about your guidance and why you were guided to share about the lower chakras specifically with this community today.
Yes, thank you, Ian, for all the time I've been doing this work, several decades, I have noticed an increasing interest in the upper chakra work, and with good reason. It's inspiration, it's imagination, it's connecting with angels. We feel good when we do that. I've also noticed simultaneously that there's been a resistance to what is known as the lower chakras, primarily the first three chakras. And I started to ask, you know, how I could be of best service at this time. And the answer came to me that, you know, explaining this resistance and why it's in place and what we can do about it is really going to help embody all of us light workers into light beings, really, because the work, right, that inner work does feel like sludge in the lower chakras. So I thought, why not bring it up, literally, right, and energetically, so we can raise the vibration of chakras 1, 2, and 3, because they're not everybody's favorite topic. I like to be a little controversial, I suppose. But really, you know, it is intense work in these lower energy centers. But it's important work, mm-hmm. because there's a good reason why we haven't felt at home here on the planet. And some interesting downloads came to me. So I go ahead and share with you, Ian, and everyone, what's been coming to me on this is really new information for myself as well. Isn't it interesting that a lot of us have come here really beyond karma, but we get lost in these first three chakras of the root chakra, the foundation chakra, the second chakra, the third chakra. These chakras have to do with family issues, relationship issues, and again, like you said, what other people think of us. And a lot of us that are here really outside of karma as volunteers, like Dolores Cannon calls us the first wave of volunteers, many of us are the second wave to come in and elevate the consciousness. It's kind of like we think if we are so at home here, we're going to get stuck here. Isn't that funny, right? It's like mm-hmm. if we get so comfortable here on Earth, we may not be able to leave, or it's like some kind of punishment that we're back karmically, and we're really not. We're not here as a punishment. So I thought that was interesting as that came to me, and I think people on the call are going to resonate with that. We're really not here because a lot of us have to be. We can be. We get to be. This can be light work. It can be easy. So yeah. Part of that work is in the lower chakras. That can be very dense, very earthly.
Yeah, I can see, and you mentioned earlier why we all seem to be so enamored and enchanted with the upper chakra work, right? You know,
right.
the third eye work. Well, maybe less so the throat chakra, but, you know, I think the throat chakra gets a bad rap as well. But, you know, the heart chakra, then the third eye work, and of course the crown chakra, right? Opening to messages and
yeah.
connecting. But share with us the importance of doing the lower chakra work, because you know, even though some of the chakras are, and I'm going to use the term, you know, shiny objects, right? They're bright, shiny objects, and we gravitate towards those because there's also a degree of wanting to leave the planet, right? So you kind of mentioned that as well.
Yep.
But share with us the importance of doing the lower chakra work as it relates to being able to receive and then progress on, maybe progress the wrong word, I'll let you correct me, then
yeah.
do some of the other upper chakra work. So really the importance of doing the lower chakra work. Share with us why that's
yeah.
actually so critical to do.
Well, the lower chakras are the foundation for the higher chakra work. Again, doing this work over a decade, coaching people, training people in angel communication, as well as myself early on, I found that if you're in struggle, survival, the lower chakra work of the root chakra, feeling unstable, it is very difficult to be in the higher energies while you're still working with the lower energies so densely. So the foundation for the higher chakra work, which does feel good, is really based on doing the lower chakra work. They go hand in hand. The more you release the denser energies of the lower chakras, the easier it is for you to be able to connect with the higher realms. Each center has an ability to be Christ consciousness, to have the higher vibration. So in order to communicate on that level, you want all of your energy centers to be flowing, really. it is like a flow of energy from root to crown. So the higher chakras and all that work that we will continue to be, it'll continue to be instrumental to be the higher dimensional beings and bring in that consciousness. We've got to do that foundational work in order for it to really flow and ground into the earth. We are here to be anchors on the earth. It's not supposed to be like bottlenecked, right? Halfway down. A lot of people get ideas and inspirations, but they don't produce the product or the book or whatever it is in the material world, because they're bottlenecking their energy and they're avoiding their lower chakra work, really.
Mm.
So the fun part has to be dealt with the lower chakra work, from what I've found. But when you really realize what the gifts are in the lower chakras, it gets more interesting. Just for instance, some of the lower chakra clearing I've done with people in terms of their family or their relationships, and some are, past life information that I find and excavate and rebalance with their family in prior lifetimes that people have come back in order to resolve some things in this lifetime, whether it's relationship, family, or relationships with other people. Those are all in the first three chakras. But once you work through and lighten up those energy fields, I have found law of attraction coaches, relationship coaches, creativity coaches, empowerment coaches. These are just some titles. So I find careers, if you will, and titles in people's lower chakras, which is fascinating.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at the root chakra, and uh-huh. then moving up to sacral and solar plexus. So we're mostly talking about those first three chakras today, right?
Right. Just as you said that, it's kind of reminding me. So people come into this lifetime with family issues, right? Working to resolve those family issues. It's popping into me that a lot of people on the call could be family therapists or family could turn into psychology or psychiatry, very mainstream professional work. But nonetheless, these lower energy centers contain amazing facets of gifts of potential and blessings for people, is what I think is important to share. Because it's not just difficult work, I got to work through my family issues again. It's like, well, maybe you have a lot of these because you are a family therapist, right? You're a soul coach. All of these lower chakra blessings are within the struggles that people have when they come here to Earth.
So before I ask that question, I want to go back and pretty much just restate what you said, because I thought this was so important. The more we do the lower work, right, the lower chakra work, the better we can connect with the higher realms.
Right.
So can you give us a few examples, or maybe just share with us, if we overlook the chakra work, what might some of the blockages be? So what's sort of the repercussions of overlooking that lower chakra work?
Yeah, so if you would like to connect with the higher realms and be a channel or healer, for instance, connecting with the higher realms and well versed in that, if you are struggling on the first level with your root chakra, for instance, your stability, you're rocky with your home life, you know, whether it's your home, where you live, what's going on, it's hard to focus. I think that this situation actually with the pandemic is bringing up a lot for people that are working from home, for instance. You know what I mean? It's like your home life, your relationship life, all of that. I mean, how many people get taken off their course, you know, their career course or their whatever track they're on because they're struggling in their personal life. I mean, these are very real issues for people, right? I mean, to be in the higher realms and be channeling and all that, and you've got discord and disruptions at home is a consideration, or you're struggling, paying the bills, that kind of thing. You're not manifesting. It's difficult to be running on all, you know, cylinders with your channeling when you've got these issues that you're dealing with. You know, you're an empowerment coach, but you're struggling. I mean, the dichotomy there can get pretty big. So I always kind of encourage people to really, you know, if you're starting your intuitive work, for instance, I mean, I probably had three jobs while I was building my business so that my you know, daily life or bill paying or those kinds of daily needs, which is very root chakra, right, basic needs being met, wasn't dependent on my channeling life. Does that make sense? I mean, I kept working as a nurse's aide 40 hours a week, for instance, so that I could feel stable, pay my bills, and come home and coach. I didn't just jump into, you know, this place of everything is great and channeling every day, but I can't pay rent. So that's just an example of how I personally bridged my first three chakras while I was building my higher chakra work.
Oh, I see. Okay.
That makes sense? Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to have you share a little bit about manifesting, because you mentioned that people can struggle with manifesting. So as we talk about what's going on right now, I think people are looking to really step into their power and create the life. You know, for many, many people, this is all seen as a beautiful opportunity for creating like a new life, and then also anchoring in, you know, heaven on earth. And that's one of the things that you were talking about as well, about heaven on earth and anchoring heaven on earth. And before I digress too much and ask you three questions in one, which I'm known to do, I wanted to talk about, there goes Ian again. Is he grounded? Did he do his root chakra work? Anyway.
Yeah. I can answer three questions at once, so I'm laughing too, because I totally get it. I can multitask.
Yeah, yeah.
I can hear all questions and answer all three.
All right. Okay. Everyone's scattering because Ian's off on a tangent again. But I want to talk about the manifesting piece, because this is a beautiful opportunity for us to look at this and really feel into our sovereign nature and really feel into, we almost have a clean slate to create. It's in many cases, we almost have a permission to create the life of our dreams. I just get that feeling, and you know, speaking to people in person and on the phone as well, there's a lot of hope around here where we actually are going to truly become you know, the sovereign tribe, the light workers, and you know, without you know, unabashedly, without any apologies. So talk to us about the role of the chakras, the lower chakras, and which one specifically helps us in manifesting. And then just talk a little bit about manifesting as you channel. So channel whatever is coming through on manifesting and how the chakras align with manifesting.
Absolutely. And I will do a guided meditation to demonstrate the entire chakra system and how it all works together in terms of where ideas and inspiration and the spiritual can move into the physical. But absolutely, particularly when we're talking about the lower chakras, again, as I'm channeling, I'm always clearing and activating. I say a prayer before I get on the call and connect with the divine energy and my team of energy clearers, if you will, the great beings that I work with that help clear energy, Jesus, Buddha, Palladians, that when it comes to this work with, you know, focusing on the third chakra, for instance, it's our will and our divine will to be creator beings, have our creator consciousness, and what other people think of that can be problematic. And again, channeling here, looking at that third energy center when it comes to manifesting in particular and bringing forth the material, what people think of that, what we were told of what our potential was. If we hold that starving artist paradigm, for instance, that's going to impact our second and third chakra with our creativity and our ability to produce through the root chakra. So the manifesting can absolutely get bottlenecked in that lower area with getting too caught up in what's going on with our partners or our friends. Again, the sacrifice energy that we come in with, where we have been over-helping, not enough divine feminine in terms of true self-care, caring about too much what others think is going to prevent us from really embodying the full power and potential to bring forth our own creations. We're going to be people-pleasing and thinking about what makes other people happy. And so all of that can get pretty mucked up. Even if we feel it in our heart that we, you know, the heart chakra, we want to bring something through, when it comes to moving it down and producing it, let's say, literally grounding it into reality, these first three chakras come up in terms of what could be in the way of that. So that's what I'm working on energetically with the call today, what I'm going to be bringing forth through readings and coaching and whatnot. But thank you. As I'm speaking about it, I can feel the energy start to clear. So wherever you all may be thinking about what other people think about you being successful or whatever that is, or yourself or the creativity or that inner child in the second chakra that likes to sabotage for a variety of reasons, bringing in that second and third chakra energy of harmony, of inner adult and inner sovereignty, really embracing the inner child and saying it's okay. It's safe to be ourselves. It's safe to be creative and powerful. All of that's in the lower energy center. And then the root chakra, it's okay to be sovereign. And we are not alone if we have an independence about us. Again, all of that survival triggers that come up if we go off and do something for ourselves. You know, does that feel comfortable for you? All of this is, we're moving that energy through the lower chakra system right now. And it's interesting, too, because another channeling was coming to me about Dr. Emoto's work, The Hidden Messages of Water. We are 90% water, and all these emotions are tied up in our lower energy centers and all of our energy centers. And so if you think of water, Ian, right, it's fluid. And if we aren't feeling our emotions, if they're not flowing, if we're not doing this release work, then they stay frozen. So, of course, our energy centers are blocked because we're literally freezing our emotions in our energy centers, right? So if you think of it that way, water and emotions, when they're flowing and fluid and moving, for example, then we can be the divine human. You know, I took medical intuition with a doctor years ago, and she described a technique called right brain, left brain release. Because we have all these emotions, and they go into the energy systems, and they block us, right? So instead of having that happen, you right brain it, you notice your emotions, you observe them, that's right brain. Left brain, you respond effectively by releasing. So it's more of being aware that you are an emotional being and allowing those emotions to flow. Otherwise, they are going to muck us up and block this manifesting process.
So I think part of what you're going to show us later and take us through in that activation might be related to the manifesting. I think the manifesting through the chakras with the light vortex energy.
Right.
So everyone, if you joined a little later on, if you didn't see the show page, then Anne's going to be taking us through a beautiful manifesting guided process, a light vortex energy, a little bit later on in the show. And you've spoken a little bit about this, but let me ask the direct question. One of the things you wanted to share with everyone today was how to unlock the vault, right, and unleash the wealth of our lower chakra power. Could you share with us a little bit about what you mean by that?
Yeah, so I noticed it said that each of the energy centers, I renamed them wealth centers once I started working with people and seeing that besides the family issues, the relationship issues, and the what people think about us issues were coming up, that beneath that, it's like a tipping point frequency. We're kind of half density and half light in some of these energy centers. But the light part of us, like I said, is showing the gifts and abilities. So the root chakra, I renamed the foundation wealth center, that when we have had a shaky family situation or shaky foundation or survival issues, that's the denser energy, but there's always a higher vibrational energy. And I think knowing that ultimately we're here to bring a lighter vibrational frequency to each center and that we can do that. So it's like the other side of the coin, right? So if you're feeling survival, you're actually meant to be in thrival. So doing the energy work and the releasing work of each center will create a lighter foundational center, so you do feel like you have a solid foundation. You are meant to be divinely stable. If you're feeling a lack of creativity, thinking you're not creative, that there's no joy, you can't connect with bliss, then you've got a second chakra that is blocked or stuck. But opening the vault, doing the energy work, the releasing work, can show you that you are blissful. It's a creativity. The truth of your being is creative and blissful. So in releasing the denser energies, it reveals the true self. I guess I want to say that's the wealth of each energy center, is each energy center really is wealthy, even the lower chakras, right? You have the most stability. You have the most creativity. You have the most divine power. That's the sovereign energy of those centers. And that's why I like doing in my readings, in particular, past life readings through these centers to help excavate and release the denser energies that people are carrying in each one, because it's there. But it's also enormously wealthy. Again, I find titles or book titles or careers. One of my clients is now an intuitive photographer after some work with me in releasing the lower chakra density. It was shown through a session. I channeled that you're in it. So now she has a business actually locally here doing intuitive photography all over the state. That was in her energy, in her lower energy centers as a title. So that's pretty cool, right? That.
Yes.
This energy yes, that is, you know, so is. Problematic is really a great gift.
Yeah, exactly. What you said was so beautiful. So, so beautiful. When you said that when you release the denser energies, you reveal your true self, which is the real wealth. And it really is, right? It really is. I mean, just letting that sit and settle and just feel into the energy of the words and the vibration behind the words, feel into the recognition of that truth, that the real wealth is your true self. Because really, that's what we are looking to embody and become, is our true self. You know, we talk about health, wealth, and manifesting, but really, at our very soul's core, we are looking to merge with divine intelligence, our true self, right?
Yes. Love that word, divine intelligence. It's funny, too, because it came to me earlier today when I was talking to God about the lower chakra and the resistance I've really noticed with people to really want to be here now. It's like anywhere. Could I be anywhere but on planet Earth? And Spirit was showing me how it's like, you know, there's people that buy a home, you know, but a lot of people like to have an apartment such as myself. I think in my 20s I moved every year of my life for a decade because I didn't want to be, you know, in the same place for more than a year. A free-spirited artist. So if you, you know, think of, so, but people think if you're going to, you know, be here on Earth, you're stuck here forever. So Spirit was like, you know, for people at the same job for 40 or 50 years, right? Like, we have so many free-spirited artists on this call, right? But it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's like just because you're anchored here on Earth, that is, it isn't a prison sentence. You know what I mean? It's not like you're at the same. You can be at home here on Earth. It's the place to be. I feel like there's a great message here for people. It doesn't mean you're going to lose your multidimensional abilities. You're not going to get too comfortable here, right? You're not stuck here. We're not banished. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just like this is such a great time on Earth, but so many of us are planetary and galactic and from different planets, and yeah. Earth has been such a dense place, but it's so amazing to be here now, and I'm so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I know we all chose this time, and
yeah,
I think we're all going to have a great celebration, you know, at the end of it all, in between lifetimes, we're going to go, wow, look what we did. Yeah, so let's pull up a chair, right? Let's pull up a chair and get comfortable here.
Yeah, because you're right. We chose to be here. When we incarnated, we decided to be here for a reason. And so very often our lower self, our 3D self, is very, very upset with that choice. And we don't always realize or remember that we're here. But let's talk a little bit about heaven on earth, because you've also spoken about anchoring heaven on earth. This is the time to truly anchor heaven on earth. And as we speak about being here, it's like, well, if we're going to be sitting here, let's sit in the comfortable chair, right? I can do a handstand for 3 hours, or I can sit in a comfortable chair, right? So which do you choose?
It's so true. Yeah.
Let me sit in the comfortable chair. So let's talk about anchoring heaven on earth and put that in the context of the chakras or whatever else is coming through. And I don't really mind what's coming through, but share with the community how we can really make this a beautiful, beautiful place to be by anchoring heaven on earth.
Yeah, so I feel like Buddha and Jesus in particular came to me with we're in the world, but not of the world. I really feel like working energetically in this call, again, to reiterate that we are here and that we are here and multidimensional at the same time. In fact, there is a sense of being able to be even more available for our multidimensionality while we're here. The more we can really anchor in our energy of love and light as above, so below, we're able to really elevate the frequency on this planet and help Mother Earth herself, right, ascend so that we are evolving this planet together. And so it won't feel like such a gap, let's say, between what we know higher dimensional energy to be and what uncomfortable, dense energy is. So every time we personally resolve, let's say, through our spiritual awareness and wisdom, the teachings of Buddha and Jesus come to me, for instance. You know, something as simple. The word forgiveness, let's say, is a word that I find difficult at times just simply because it really doesn't say as much as I think it really can say about how it rewrites our cellular energy and our physicality to create a kind of a neutral zero point of complete peace, right, with whatever is happening, to be in that divine frequency of divine love, of compassion, those frequencies that Buddha and Jesus taught us, really, among other masters, and we have our own mastery, of course, of our own wisdom and with the ancestors. Like, we know the spiritual laws and teachings, and when we bring that awareness, say, into each and every energy center, and I like working with the energy centers because it helps really focus and harness and ground, if you will, apply issues in our lives. They're human issues. Like I said, the family issues and the survival issues in the root chakra. So if we can bring the energy, say, of forgiveness or in all time, space, and dimension, wherever we may have felt any upset with anyone in our family, and really release that and allow that energy to flow, we can bring in that energy of groundedness and purposefulness and being able to be connected with our soul and our soul family even more and be at peace with relationships and with the second chakra, to bring in any time, space, and dimension of forgiveness in that energy center of anything that hasn't transpired in relationship or any kind of woundedness with our inner child, with our parents, anything gone on that has created wounding in our second chakra and hurt. We can apply all the spiritual, divine love and compassion for ourselves and others, and we're lightening that energy center. We're allowing our great creativity to flow and thrive, creative ideas, books, paintings, decorating, cooking, all the great creativity we have in that second energy center can flow when we're not caught up in all the denser energies of anger, fear, and resentment. When we feel the love and joy in that center, we do feel like children again. We have that innocence, that purity, that joy, that bliss, that radiance, that vibrancy. And then the third energy center, we feel our divine power. We can be amongst people and still feel at home and just not, you know, as an empath, we don't have to take on energy. We can notice energy. We can allow other people to have their own expressions, right, and feel compassion then we can be in the world and not taking on the density of the world, let's say. So we can really bring in those higher frequencies, particularly in those three energy centers, and we can bring through, manifest easier, and facilitate more creativity and groundedness, and bring through new ideas, new healing modalities, so many things that each and every person on this call has unique gifts and blessings to share.
Mm-hmm.
World.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Through.
Well, thanks for sharing about that. And I know personally, when you were talking about taking on the density of others, I know because of my personal story, I moved across the country from an island in the Pacific Northwest that is just pure and pristine, farm to table, organic, just,
wow.
You know, highly conscious community, to the other side of the country. I'm down here in the sun, but there is a definite definite difference in the density of consciousness. And I'm personally being impacted by it. And I think there's other people on the call who might feel that way as well. In a community where the consciousness is definitely denser. And, you know, we don't have to go into that. I think we can all feel what that feels like. And so I know personally, I would love to be able to do some of this work that you're talking about. And I do some chakra work, but I'd love to be able to get some more kind of tips and techniques, so to speak, around what sort of work I could be doing to shift this, because it is impacting me. And I know that if it's impacting me, you know, we've got a very, very large community here in the Wisdom of the Ancients, so there's other people that are going to be impacted. So without being selfish, I think, would you mind sharing, you know, just something that we can do to help us prevent really integrating the density and moving beyond that.
Yeah, so personal energy clearing for that sovereign energy in particular, that third energy center. Some of my favorite techniques do include daily aura and energy center checks and statements such as, I now bind up and away, just imagining my whole energy center and aura and imagining it all being divine light, and anything not of divine light, I move up. I collect and move up to the central sun. In fact, I actually just did that before the call. I do it on a, you know, sometimes a few times a day, even just going out and about. That wonderful central sun, the solar logos, transmuting anything not resonating in divine love and frequency in my field, and I transmute it and take it up and away out of it. All right, so that's a good way to just kind of imagine your whole aura and field in white light, and then asking divine love and light to move anything out of your aura and field up to the central sun to transmute. So it just instantaneously just it takes because another thing, Ian, I want to say just for everyone to clear it at the same time is there is a paradigm where a lot of us were taking on energy, and actually, I don't know for how long or how many lifetimes, I think it did really help to be able to take on energy and transmute it, use our empathic abilities to kind of take on energy, and then we were the ones releasing it so that other people around us felt better, but we felt worse, pretty much, or we were the scapegoats, or whatever the case is. We did do it, but so for some of us to do something like that, take all these energies out of our field, I've noticed a few little hits of, can I really do that? Is that okay? Am I being selfish? All that stuff, right? It's like, can I really be free? Yes, you can, right? So unapologetically, unabashedly, right, removing anything out of your field, not resonating with divine love and light, and move it up and out to transmute. I do work with Archangel Michael to be able to not just cut cords, but pull them right from the core, wherever, and fill with unconditional love. So it's really not so much about other people as much as it is about being more noticing and aware and unapologetically very aware of your own personal energy and as light and vibrant and as it can be. And I don't even say that easily. I can still feel the energy around that with people because sacrifice and over helping others was really something that went a lot of martyrdom lifetimes, a lot of prior lifetimes of sacrifice and servitude was not really of service. And downright, selfish in terms of, name calling for those of us that would spend any time to take care of ourselves. So it's still a bit of a entrenched energy. So I'm actually working to dissolve that with my divine team even more. Yeah.
Thank you.
Being free and sovereign does not make you a target, does not make you stand out like a sore thumb. Right? That's another thing. This is the whole blending in thing I'm getting for people. I got to blend in. I got to be, misery loves company. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, so that's coming up. Mm. But it's good that it's coming up because it's releasing, right? To be able to stand up and shine in prior lifetimes could be something of a target on our backs. Not anymore. Not so much.
I mean, it's a different form of attention, especially within, for example, family units. There's people being ostracized and just really put down and made to feel small, made to feel worthless, made questioned for your belief system or for your framework, rather, not even a belief, your framework. So all of that has to be cleared. Earlier on, you were mentioning the titles, and a lot of people picked up on that as well. And just to be clear, people are writing and saying, what is my title? So we'll get to questions pretty soon.
I love titles for people.
And I think what we'll do, because there's a lot of you writing in on the web, it's easier for Anne to kind of go through, bam, 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 take more calls that way. But if you would like to have a chance to speak with her on the phone and get an intuitive reading and maybe get your title, what she sees in your lower chakras, then *2 to raise your hand. We'll get to questions pretty soon. And then we'll share with you how you can work with Anne privately and then what she's offering to the community today. And then we'll finish up the show in a little while with the guided journey. And that guided journey is going to be guided journey on the manifesting through the chakras with the light vortex energy. So it's a process Anne's going to take all of us. But just out of curiosity, so when you do the readings, Anne, you see the words like a title or something like that show up in the person's chakras, and that's how you read it?
In personal sessions, a lot. I mean, whatever comes through in spot readings, it's all spontaneous. In personal sessions, yes. I mean, book titles, business titles, workshop titles. I mean, all kinds of titles come through for people. I have divine business guides, I call them. They know what people's titles are because they know that in this multidimensional third, fourth, and fifth and beyond dimensional planet, this kind of esoteric kind of energy is more apt to be harnessed and applied, meet the people that were meant to meet it if they can notice it and understand it. People want to understand what it is, and titles help them do that. So my guides have been giving me titles for people so that they can, that my brother used to say, oh, my sis, what's that thing that you do, back in the day? Angel reading, it had a title. It's like, what is all this energy work that we do? But the divine guides do give people titles because it does make it easier for people to understand what it is, because people that I work with in particular, a lot of people are here to work with other people and be able to talk about it and call it something. Yeah. I call it the university of you, right? The spiritual teacher university blueprint of your life is in your energy centers. You didn't go to school for it. I can read it in your energy centers. It's like finding your PhD in your root chakra.
Well, let's find people. Let's look at PhDs and book titles and the next workbook title. Let's see what's coming through.
Yeah.
Let's go to
a lot of it does come through in sessions, but in spot readings, I will go for it. I've got my own Oracle cards here that I read with people for spot readings, and absolutely what's meant to come through, I will absolutely bring it through.
Beautiful. And we'll try to get to as many as we can. So we won't, if you get your reading, let's try to limit a lot of the follow-up questions so we can give more time to more people so that we can serve more people. But I'm not going to put limits on, just let that be a guide. Okay, so this is going to be Hackensack, New Jersey on the phone. The last four digits of your phone number are 1581. Hackensack, New Jersey, you're live with Anne. And just let us know who you are and what your question is. Hackensack, are you there? Anyone home? This is your opportunity. Take yourself off mute.
Hello.
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 Welcome. We can hear you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Yep, you're on live.
Okay, great. It's funny, when you said Hackensack, New Jersey, I happen to be in Hackensack, New Jersey, but my town is Dumont, so it threw me off for a minute, but I said, you know what? It's got to be me because nobody was responding. But anyway, thank you. My name is Julie, and I've been working at grounding. I've always been, I always dabbled in astrology, and, I've taken courses. However, I've gotten into the healing and, spiritual awakening process. The past 2 years, I did have a spiritual awakening years ago through another modality. And, then I guess the kids and life and work, I lost it. But I have, been working on grounding and healing and just my stuff. So I just wondered if you see anything in my root chakra. And
Yeah.
Great.
I already pulled a card for you from my Oracle card deck, and I was going to say that I am getting root chakra energy before you said it, because the card I pulled is Nature is Alive and Fully Supports You. It's a roadway, pathway of trees and flowers, and as I connect with your energy to give you a message on that and any clearing and further activation with your root chakra, I want to say that the color, again, something I'm going to say people are going to recognize, or it's going to be an encouragement, okay? So in other words, I don't know how you resonate with the color red, but I'm also seeing some color pinks. And I don't always get colors when I connect with people's chakras, so I feel like color is going to be an important, maybe even modality for you. I don't know if you've considered picking up watercolor paints or acrylic paints or something of that nature. Again, it could be something that comes to you at some point.
Well, it's funny. I just bought some red mulch because I've been working on my garden. So you talked about connecting with nature, and I've been doing an overhauling on my yard, planting, growing grass, and really
and
doing
red mulch.
Cleanup. And red mulch, because I do black mulch, but I love the red mulch in neighbor's yard. And I said, what, I'm going to do it. I don't care if my husband doesn't like it.
And the red, I love that for you, Julie, because you are resonant. That, again, the wonderful energy of your root chakra, vibrant red, the color is a part of a capacity to resonate with a higher frequency. So working with the red mulch is a form of chakra therapy, I want to say. Know that what colors you surround and choose do matter for you. I also feel like
flowers.
In your garden. Yes, that was where I was going next. And it may be that you may want to play with some flower essence is at some point. They are a wonderful medicine. You may want to, I want to encourage anybody to look into anything that I say. If you don't know much about flower essences, you may find it resonates with you to learn more. But this is all a great amount of higher vibrational energy, particularly for your root chakra, is the flower essence. The flower essence is the red mulch, all of it, very grounding, along with the color, which is an angelic vibration as well.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And you know what? Red is actually a lucky color, too, in feng shui for money. So I have a red wallet.
Wonderful. And red is really pinky in the heart. Wonderful, because the red for you is like a love color.
Great. So, thank you so much. That's important.
All right,
you're very welcome. Thank you for
thank you for asking.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Twin Cities, Minnesota. So, you know, when I say the city, that's where the phone is registered to, I guess. The caller ID is showing up here. So, just for everyone who's on the phone. So 4083, Twin Cities, Minnesota, you are live.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Welcome.
Oh, wonderful. Hey, thank you. Well, hi to Anne, and thank you so much. Everything that Anne has said resonates with me. I've been really struggling. I am in deep communication with the divine. My higher chakras are very open. I get a lot of messages from all beings, from Andromedans and Palladians and ascended masters and everybody that I'm actually meant to share with the world. But I'm really struggling, like you said about dichotomy, with my own family relationships. On all levels. My own family was very difficult, very abusive. And then my family that I'm in right now, a lot of dynamics issues. And it makes me feel very unsure of myself and unsafe because I'm so connected, but yet how am I having so much trouble in my own life, I guess.
I get it.
And I had infertility issues. A lot of that forgiveness and sacrifice energy where the divine feminine really rang true for me because a lot of resentment comes up with how much I'm helping others, but yet I don't feel accepted back. And then another part of it is the empathic part that you said where, like, if I go to church or I go to a funeral, I will be the only one crying there. I take on everybody's stuff and I process it all. So even the family of the deceased, there's no tear, but I am literally falling apart. And
I
so
know.
That sets me apart. I feel it's hard for me to be here. So like you said, again, I mean, just everything that you said about wanting to be here to serve, but yet not wanting to be here, feeling so different from everybody. Just all of it. Yeah, my root chakra. My first three have really jammed up, and I've been
What's
on the
first name again?
For a while. Tammy.
Okay, Tammy. I pulled one of my own oracle cards right when you first started speaking, and everything you said. I was psychically getting right before you said it, just so you know.
Okay.
The card that I pulled shows it as well. It's my psychic mediumship card, actually. I call it Love is Eternal and Unconditional, and I knew you had family issues before you said it, and as I'm talking, just know that it is divine energy we're working with as part of information for you to know that. As you were talking about the great beings that you work with, I was also getting that you do have a mediumship ability. And so understand, again, just like I was saying in the beginning with these family issues, it's because there is a part of you that is well-versed in psychic mediumship. And if you can remember to be, you know, in the world but not of the world, to recognize that this is one of your specialties so that understanding these eternal connections that people have with their families and what all of that is and means for people could be a part of your professional work, I want to say. So while it's been a personal issue, like I said, I find people being able to create careers from some of their personal issues and struggles. What you've struggled with is what you're here to master and teach. So if you weren't really entrenched with some of the family issues, I wouldn't say that you would necessarily be a family medium, let's say, for instance. So, again, the Love is Eternal and Unconditional card is the one that I pulled for you. It means that we're bringing through some white rose energy. in your first three chakras to bring in the eternal message, bringing up any discordance in any past lives that you've had with family issues. You are a peacekeeper, I'm hearing. I do feel like you have taken on collective energy of your family, so that in certain kind of instances, you've been protecting them, I want to say, from some of their density by taking it on. But we're going to release that now, if that's okay with you, in all time, space, and dimension. Yeah. Release any and all family, all those vows and contracts you made to in forms of protection, and allow this divine empowerment so that you may continue to serve with the divine, with all of your gifts and abilities. And it could be that you work with in a capacity to bring through messages of divine love from, you know, some from eternal bonds of love and light through mediumship. I work with mediumship bringing as an angel communicator, let's say, in the event that I don't want to directly connect with somebody's loved one, for instance. Just know that there's ways of working with the divine beings you work with and with family members on the other side as well, if you choose to
do
that. But I think that you have. Okay, good. All right. So know that again, just allow that energy to come up and out of any issues that have arisen.
I have chills all over my body
because of this.
Right.
Great. Sometimes it's really not the words I'm saying, the energy coming through to release this. So wonderful.
Yeah, I can feel it.
You get it.
Yes.
Moving through and beyond. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you.
Awesome. Very welcome. Listen, thank you.
So glad you called in.
Thank you.
Okay, sweet. Bye now. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay. Well, there are a lot of questions on the web. I'd love to kind of go through a few. Maybe you can just tune in and answer a few of these. So this is going to be Lily in France. And Lily says, "Hi, Anne. I have reawakened a childhood emotional trauma, and after some difficult experiences, I started hiding and stopped creating. Can you give me some insight on how to reverse that and start shining my light again? Thank you."
Okay, yes, Lily, thank you. And I'm working with that second energy center. Okay, so the oracle card that I pulled, again, reading the cards with the artwork, is allowing the divine energy to come through my voice and connect with you as well. So embracing all aspects of your divine nature. Okay, so we're going to lift up any energy, any judgment around any of the thoughts you've had around whether it's hiding or shadow or whatever shadow and light, whatever that means for you, whatever judgments you may have placed on it, and allow all the multidimensional feelings and capacities you hold with the divinity, particularly within your second chakra, to embrace all of that, really, just darkness and light and all of it, just allowing all of any denser energy to dissolve and release, emerge all into divine light, embracing all aspects of your divine nature. You've chosen this card as a reminder to love every aspect of yourself. We all have a true self, and it's important that you can love all of it, letting loose your creativity in a healthy way to channel emotions, journaling, painting, drawing, decorating, being creative and expressing yourself with abandon and freedom, no rules. There's a calla lily that represents purity and order and the flourish of green leaves of an uncontained energy. So let go, let God, and allow yourself to be full out and shine. So that's really the energy work we're doing today, is to release any judgment you have on any feelings that you, you know, may be thinking about yourself, or and allowing all of yourself to emerge in fullness and wholeness. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Thank you, thank you. This is Morwenna from United Kingdom. And Morwenna is wondering if you see any titles in her lower chakras.
Okay, Morwenna. again, I am working with my oracle card deck, kind, and as I'm kind and loving, I extend heart-centered love to others. All right. So in terms of titles, I'm checking first, family and creativity and your divine will center, in particular in your lower chakras, to see what's coming through. I hear the word author, author of your own life. So it could be that you may be looking back upon your life and realize that you have some spiritual teachings and wisdom here to share. You may have had some experiences or have some that you will be having in terms of writing things down. So I do hear the word author. So it'll be interesting for you to see how that comes into being for yourself. But you are the author of your own life. So whether you take the time to write this down and create a book or whatnot, that there's an authorship of your life, that you are the master designer of your life. And there's a sense of wonderful independence around that that I love for you, Marwa, that you are the author of your life, that no one is telling you what to do, that you get to author every sentence, every page, every word, and be self-directed. Thank you, God. And so it is.
Thank you, thank you. Similar type of question. This is Cindy from Waconia. Cindy from Waconia. And Cindy writes in, I've been searching for years. Is there maybe a book title or a business title? She would like to move forward. So feeling a little stuck or stagnant, it would seem like. So just looking for something in terms of guidance to move forward.
Yes, well, when people know that you have a business and book, and title almost feels like icing on the cake, right? It's like to have something like that, to have arrived in a place of your soul, of recognition, of a contribution, I want to say, and what we call it is almost like, gravy, right? It's like what we call it. But let me just tuning into that. So I want to honor you and recognize that you have arrived really in this place of knowing that I feel is really culminated from a number of lifetimes and experiences. So cultivation is a word that I'm getting for you, that you've been cultivating things and growing, kind of like a gardenership of your life, and that you have something to offer. It's kind of reminding me of, harvesting, great farmer, and planting seeds and then harvesting that. So that's like an image I'm getting for you, to share the bounty of what it is that you have to offer. So what you call it will certainly be something that will help other people recognize what it is that you have to offer. But there's a great honoring for you that you feel like you have this great offering. So you do want to bring that into your increasing awareness and feel the bounty of that and the abundance of that. In terms of the card that I pulled, I've got inner peace is heaven. All right, and just looking at that, let me see here. Yeah, heaven on earth feels like a theme for you. So something around that, and if that's not mainstream enough for you, I do feel like there's a spiritual element that I feel like there's a way that you'll be titling things that will appeal, that will have a spiritual essence, if you will, to it. So just know that. And again, in personal sessions, I go pretty deep in terms of like being specific with, different particular titles for people if it doesn't come through in a spot reading. Mm. But something of a heaven on earth nature, and knowing that you are contributing greatly in service, is the honoring for you. And thank you for asking.
Yeah, thank you. This is Sue from Santa Monica, and I'm guided to take this question because I think that her question pertains to many others. And I think this, by you addressing Sue's question, you would also be addressing the group as well. Hi, Anne. Can you please offer a great inner child process to address the deep down fears naturally arising at this time? Thank you very much.
Yes. So, thank you. That's one wonderful second shock with that inner child now. Let's allow that inner child to be in its divine state of grace and vitality and purity, innocence, playfulness, freedom, sovereignty, imagination, joy. All right, so wherever you or any of you have felt kind of a containment of your joy, any kind of limitation, any kind of parameters or constriction around how joyful you can be and feel and express and that jubilance of that, we want to align that with your inner adult so that you give yourself permission to feel that inner freedom and that collaboration and synergy energy between the second and third chakra, and now allow that creative inner child and adult to really merge and allow all of that vibrancy to shine through and continue to thrive in all of the fullness and potential of all of your energy. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Thank you, thank you. Well, I wanted to have you share with everyone, Anne, before you take us on the guided journey, that process, I wanted to have you share what you brought to the wisdom community in terms of an offer, in terms of working with you deeper. And so let me just direct everyone to the page. So everyone, I'm going to have Anne share her offer with you so you can feel into working with her on a deeper level. And then after that, Anne's going to we'll probably take a couple more questions there. I just said it. We'll take a few more phone questions or a couple more phone questions. And then what we'll do is we'll have Anne finish off with her process that helps manifest through the chakras with the light vortex energy. So let's go ahead, and if you want to follow along visually, then click on the orange offer button that's underneath Anne's photograph on the webinar page. And if you're not on the page, just go ahead and type in wotashow.com. That's wotashow.com/Anne, which is A-N-N-E, and the number 10. Everything's lowercase, so one more time. wotashow.com/Anne, which is A-N-N-E, and the number 10, everything lowercase, and you'll be taken to Anne's offer page. So firstly, thank you so much for preparing this for the Wisdom Community, and let us know what it is. So just take us through your offer.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Ian. It was a privilege to bring this through. Do ask Spirit what would be of the greatest good at this time, and the Anchor Your Divinity offer came through with first a three-part teleclass. And so I work with archangels specific for this three-part class. It'll be Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel, three separate classes containing root messages and purpose messages in week one with Michael and Raphael. So Raphael will be in all three classes, as wellness will be the prevailing energy and theme of the group class. And we will bring in Michael week one with root messages, grounded messages, and purpose messages. And everyone on the call will receive a message. And if you're not live on the call, I will follow up with a personal recording like I do for all of my groups. Okay, so everybody will receive a message. Week two, Gabriel and Raphael. Gabriel working with the sacral second chakra messages as well as creativity messages. Again, some titles can come through, businesses, books, whatnot, activating that creative wellness energy with Gabriel and Raphael, and energy clearing activations in all three calls. And then week three, we'll work with Uriel. Uriel will illuminate, again, anything hidden in your divine will, or again, all block releasing. Uriel will light the path with Raphael for wellness and solar plexus messages in the third part of the three-part teleclass. So working with the archangels and chakras, so you'll receive all kinds of messages with your chakras and the archangels. And I also have audios that accompany this option one, and those are my root chakra, sacral chakra, and solar plexus chakra wealth center audios. All of my audios and products do contain divine energy and frequency. So a bit of a home study program for you to be able to work with your own energy centers and release along with divine energy. And then with option two, I am including a personal 50-minute session of anchoring divine energy, as well as three different past life readings. I'm going to give you a past life per chakra for a lower chakra reboot with Anchor Your Divinity personal reboot session with me, opening your soul book, I call it. So open up your soul book and your lower chakras, see what's going on, and unlock the gifts and blessings of each of those centers in the personal session, as
Beautiful.
Well as the audios in the group class. Yeah, so option two, you get the personal session in the group and the audios.
So if someone, give people some guidance here around your session itself. When they have the private session with you, then mm-hmm. you go in, and is this for people who are more looking for their life purpose, or is this anyone in general who wants to work with their three base chakras as well? Can you just give us
yeah.
a bit more input on who might be, you know, guided to take this type of session with you?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm a psychic chakra detective, so I will find belief systems, subconscious beliefs, past life experiences. Everything is in the chakras. So find lots of interesting information, give you those personal messages and clearings and activations, as well as past life actual readings per chakra. So a root chakra, what could have happened with a family in a past life, a relationship past life, for instance, right? What happened, maybe you were in France with Joan of Arc in your third chakra. I mean, I see things like that in these energy centers for people. So you'll get three different past lives, as well as each session is unique. It can be absolutely coming through different titles or businesses or books or the gifts and blessings of each chakra. So my offer is to be able to unleash and unlock and inform you of what's going on in there, and also enlighten you and illuminate and activate the higher dimensional energies and blessings and gifts of the chakras. So it's really a twofold per chakra, if that makes sense. So,
yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, so I think it would be for anybody that's interested to find out what's going on with you and what's possible for you, what opportunities are there in your energy centers that you didn't realize.
Yeah, exactly. And for those of you who weren't here for the part of the call where Anne was sharing about the importance of working with your lower chakras, she was sharing that if you want to open up your higher chakras and open up to the higher realms, it's so important to do the lower chakra work as well. And I know that so many of us are focused on the higher chakras. I'm not saying we all are, but many people are focused on the higher chakras because they're the, I guess, the shiny object.
The fun thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
But the lower chakras are pretty interesting too. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the reality is if you really want to blossom and open up your higher chakras and open up the connection with the higher realms, then it's so important to do the lower chakra work first.
Right. Yeah, and it can be fun. That's my goal. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can help them as well. You can help people. So in that session, you can help people do that work, the clearings, the activations, bringing in the angelic realms, as well as obviously bringing in a lot of the purpose work as well through the titles and what Anne can actually see and intuitively read in your chakra systems. It's a pretty cool gift to have. So you've been chosen to share that gift with us. So thank you so much, Anne, for bringing us that beautiful offer.
Thank you, Ian.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's go back to the phones for a couple more questions, and then we'll, go through that process where everyone as a group can benefit. So let's go to Somerset in Kentucky. And 2680 or the last four digits, 2680, the last four digits of your phone number, you're live.
Yes, that's me.
Hello there. Welcome.
Hello.
We sure can.
All righty then. Well, hello to everybody, first of all.
Yes. You're live all over the world right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm a little surprised all of a sudden here. Anyway, this just my phone number show because I think my son's name always comes through, but I'm really a lady that's doing this. And what I'm concerned about right now is that, and it does have to do with this virus, and I'm not even going to speak the name because I'm so tired of hearing it, but I notice as this goes along, I am becoming angrier and angrier. And I went out today to take my dogs to the dog groomer. And they actually had to come out and get them at the car, and I didn't expect that. Maybe I expected that, but anyway, there was just things that happened, and I was just really angry. And I said, you know what, if I had known this, I wouldn't even have brought them here. And I'm just so sick and tired of the everybody becoming robots. So I just wanted to ask about that because I was actually going to ask my higher self about this early. As I was coming from there, I said, I've just got to talk to my higher self. And then I happened to look on my phone, and there you are.
Hmm.
So I thought,
that's wonderful.
I'm gonna, I'm going to ask this question because something's going on. So that's it. I just want to know what's going on in my lower chakras that's caught.
Yeah.
Well, I do know. I don't like the idea that I'm being controlled.
Right.
That I already know.
Yeah, so it is situational to a certain extent, but also what I'm hearing is that if you can, I want to say simply, but really powerfully and simply at the same time, observe without any kind of judgment or in terms of making it situational, saying, I am feeling, noticing that you are aware that angry feelings are coming up because those feelings are actually buried in your energy centers and they've been there for a while, right? But now you're actually starting to release and ascend. So you are going into a higher vibration. But the way that energy works is that it's got to come up and out. So for you, I love that you were going to invoke your higher self, help you respond effectively. It's reminding me what my doctor, teacher of medical intuition taught us, because everything is, you know, thoughts and emotions and in creating internal density. So while it was this situation today, it seems brought up this anger, nonetheless, there it is, right? So without any judgment, observing it, notice your feeling of anger, respond effectively, by thank you for calling in, invoking your higher self, what is the best way to release this, and then sit and literally feel it and release it up to the central sun to release. Because the best part really is that you are releasing density. And I feel like blessing the scenario today to help bring that up, like it was like a shovel that actually helped bring it up and out, if that makes sense, right? Because this stuff gets stuck. And so some of these situations triggers or helps to release or dislodge this density that you've been carrying or picked up from other people, because I do feel like you are empathic. So you've walked through your lifetime, you know, thank you for the energy work you've done, but sometimes it gets stuck in your field. And so now you're simply releasing it, right? So continue to notice your feelings, respond effectively through noticing and releasing. And you will also begin to notice that less and less situations, come into your experiences, let's say, because some of those triggers won't be necessary for you to help to make it be released from your field. Does that make sense?
It does make a whole lot of sense. Well, I did do the EFT 2 or 3 times.
Excellent,
today.
Excellent. Good, then that's wonderful. I'm getting chills, my good chills, yes. Good, thank you. You're releasing energy. You're helping the whole global planet doing that. Thank you. Bless you.
I feel bad about it, though. I mean, I feel bad that I feel this.
Well, then feel that. Say, I notice that I'm feeling bad. I love that
you
about
know.
Me. I notice when I feel that way. Keep paying attention to that and releasing it and apply love to it. Love how badly you feel, and it'll show.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you for that, because I need to do that. That's very true.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right,
thank you so much.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for calling in. Thank you so much. Yeah, beautiful. We all needed to hear that. That's for all of us. These calls are for all of us. Okay. Let's go to Santa Barbara in California. Santa Barbara, 5978, and you are live on the show.
Hello. Greetings,
Hi.
Everyone. My
Hello.
Name is Susan. What a blessing. I was guided to you.
Hi, Susan.
Please share with me on what you're picking up on in regards to specific blocks and gifts, and if there's a title. Thank you so much.
Sure, Susan. I'm still pulling my oracle cards here. The greatest of these is love. And I am noticing that that you do have the capacity to love with all of your heart. That's what I'm hearing. So there's a great healing capacity that you have. And I would sense that you are a heart healer, whether you realize it or not, and also you're here to channel wisdom. So there's a lot of energy in the heart chakra here. While I am focusing on the lower chakras, I do feel like there's a strong connection here with your heart chakra in terms of purpose, in terms of being a heart healer and bringing forth wisdom. So in terms of the second chakra ability to help you with that, it could be around some journaling around that. So higher self journaling, I call it, calling on your higher self, calling on God, asking yourself a question, let's say that you would like an answer to, and start to write without stopping. That would engage your second chakra along with your heart chakra to bring forth your own higher wisdom. So in terms of a title, it could be higher self channeler. I do feel like you're here to bring through wisdom and share it with all of your heart. You have a great heart capacity for healing. We're clearing
Thank
anything in the way
so
of that.
Much. Yeah, I have been noticing that my heart has been opening up more and more.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in and being here.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Blessings to everyone.
Love to you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Anne, I've spoken about the process that you're going to be taking us through, but I'd love it if you could just share with everyone in your own words what the process is and a little bit about what's going to happen, and then you can take us right through it.
Okay. Thank you, Ian. And thank you, everyone, here today. Your presence is a true blessing. So I've been working with the chakras root to crown for a good decade, I want to say, solidly. And then Spirit has been showing me how to work in the past few years with starting at pure consciousness. We're going to go to pure conscious awareness above our heads. And I would recommend that you're not driving while we do this. And we're going to bring the energy down from God source energy down through your energy centers. Instead of going root to crown, we're going to go above crown down to root to bring down your own unique enlightenment and what you're here to share. Okay, so I can begin that, Ian, if you'd like now. Just to get everybody kind of grounded, and again, make sure you're not driving, since we're going to kind of travel through the dimensions here in your own little portal of interdimensional connection up to God source energy. So if everybody wants to take a deep breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth, and create a point of stillness. As you can close your eyes if you'd like and imagine that you're connecting with pure awareness, consciousness, up to the 12th chakra, we'll begin like a sphere of bright light. You can imagine that above all of our heads, our own unique tunnel here of luminous light for each of you, your own connection, mystical connection with God, pure awareness, source energy. And we're just going to allow that to be without any expectation or outcome or any attachment to outcome, allowing all the fullness and potential opening up with divine light, vortex energy, down to the 11th chakra, connecting with our galactic family, our own unique galactic family that's here in support with us, and our own spirit guides, 10th chakra, our own divine team, moving into any of our past life timelines where we have all of our spiritual gifts and blessings and our soul blueprint of our gifts and talents and abilities. And then ninth chakra, we bring that down with all of the higher self energy, all into the crown chakra, move all that energy from heaven into our physicality here through the third eye so that we can receive a divinely inspired idea, something meant just for us. And we can begin to see it and visualize it in the third eye. And then we can begin to speak about it to ourselves. We don't necessarily have to share with everybody or anyone at all even, just to be able to speak in our throat chakra, speak to ourselves, to acknowledge to ourselves that we have ideas, we have inspirations, dreams that we're bringing forth into reality. So we're able to receive it, we're able to see it, we're able to speak it, and now we're able to feel it in our heart. We're able to feel that expectation of knowing that we have something divine to bring through from heaven into earth. And so we can feel our heart expand and the gateway to our own wisdom expand, and knowing how to bring that through into our solar plexus, into our divine will. We can engage our will, take our will and align it with divine will, so that we may receive that idea, see that idea, speak that idea to ourselves, feel it in our heart, know it in our solar plexus, and create it in our second chakra. We can create and ground into reality through our root chakra a divinely inspired idea. And anything in the way of that, we want to clear and transmute across all time, space, dimension, holographic, morphogenetic fields. As we move that idea through the soles of our feet, we're going to move that light vortex energy ground into the crystalline grid of Mother Earth, sending love as above, so below, so that we continue to receive divinely inspired ideas and have everything we need within us to be able to ground that idea into reality, bring it through, thrive, prosper with abundance, and so it is. Okay. So I can sense energy flowing through from above to below. So that tells me that the energy is moving freely and fluidly. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Thank you so much, Anne.
Okay, so be aware that you may receive an epiphany, an idea out of the blue. Nothing you have to do. You're all receiving abundant receivers.
Wonderful. Well, Anne, thank you so much for being on the show today, bringing your insights and sharing with us. So there was so much that we resonated with, so much that we actually needed to hear as well. I think some of us, the lower chakra work, how critical it is. And thank you so much also for putting together that lovely offer and the teleclasses and the ability to work with you in private, making your time available for the folks here in the Wisdom Tribe to work with you and go deeper and do that deeper work. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Ian. What a blast. Thank you, everyone. An honor.
Yeah. All right, sweet soul. Thank you so much. It's been a wonderful show, and I really appreciate everyone being here. I bow down to every single one of you. Namaste, everyone. Blessings, blessings. And we give thanks to Mother Earth and Father Sun, Divine Mother, Divine Father. We give thanks to the Ancient Ones and all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power and service, those known and unknown, spoken and unspoken, who are here with us now and always have been. Much love to you all. Thank you. Bye now.